Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 people, what up? What's going on? What's popping? What's popping? What's popping? It's your boy TDI. We back for another episode, another jump off, another chill out session. That's exactly what it is. We're going to go into my man Ray joint. It's my man Ray right here, BX representative, man. The kid go in when he got to. He represent, man. It's not a game. Shout out to everybody on the lines already listening. So on.
I'm at it right now.
It's Ray.
Yeah.
Straight out the boroughs where they hold heat. The cold street, come and holler at me, cause I can get it cheap. I'm getting wet, but I don't smoke leak. Yeah, I got a couple freaks that'll fornicate for a small fee. Desert Eagles, I got a shack them all, cause pitching in the game, it'll relieve you like Pappy Ball. I live life like a Bugatti on the Autobahn. Got them semi-autos on deck for the quiet song. Had a single mother, pops was a dope pad. 14, slinging rocks to the cokeheads. Gotta get that money, I'm hungry, I'm watching for the feds. And get the butter, I spread it because I need the bread. Better sign me now, while I'm still warm. Cause once I heat up, you're ready for that bitten war. And since the youth, I've been spitting hard. Living that life, spreading white through the apple like Macintosh. Swerve through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, this is my block. Swerve through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, let them serve you the hard rock. We're getting ready for the game, why you still hating?
What you doing?
Getting money is my occupation. We getting ready for the game, why you still hating?
What you doing?
Getting money is my occupation. Now you can find me on the block with a Dillinger. Bottle with that Dutch juice looking like vinegar. 645, motherfucker, 8 cylinders. Bad hoes in the drop cocks, what I'm giving them to a horse. Wanna strut, damn, why you stuntin', ho? You ain't wanna let me fuck a few months ago. Now you see me looking very clean, playing for that winning team. Had to shake the green for we see the scene. I'm number 23, no, I ain't talking about Jordan, LeBron, my nigga, you gon' follow me. Get a few hundred grams, we place it on the scale. You stuntin', put your juice cheap like Sippendale. Hood bitches on my wood like Chippendale. The way they get a brain, they could've pretended Yale. God forbid I get knocked, I'll be setting bail. The city lawyers on deck, yes, I will prevail. Swerve through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, this is my block. Swerve through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, let me serve you the hard rock. We're getting ready for the game, why you still hating?
What you doing?
Getting money is my occupation. We getting ready for the game, why you still hating?
What you doing?
Getting money is my occupation.
Yo, B. This nigga Ray. I fuck with the kid Ray, man. He's a good dude. The nigga's funny as hell. If y'all knew better, man, I'm telling you, y'all be like a TDI, man. You ain't fucking lying. But yo, I think we got the kid Ray on the line now. Ray, what up, man?
Yo, what it is, my nigga?
What's poppin', boy?
Ain't shit.
Yo, that was real.
John.
Yeah, man, I like that shit, man. I just got this shit to work, man, because the shit wasn't, you know, it wasn't an MP3 format. Now we got this shit, you know what I mean?
Yo, we got a shoot sign for that, the Hop Here Nights.
The Hop Here Nights video coming up when? May, we said, right?
May or June.
May is going down, my nigga. We're going to have a video shoot, and I'm going to wear a pair of fucking zapatos, B. Nike
The Nike flip-flops.
What? Nah, zapatos, the motherfucking, them Sabro Gigante shit.
This nigga here.
Is a Hop Here. Everybody, if you got a Hop Here Nights... Excuse me, if you got a Hop Here Nights in your room and in the box still and you want to come out to this video, man, you definitely should be.
Now you got the joint, right?
Huh?
You got the joint on deck? You got the
Nah,
Hop Here
I don't think I
deck?
Do. I don't think I do, brother. I mean,
it's
I'm going to search.
Right,
it's like a million songs on here.
We're going to start cooking that up soon. I'm saying?
That song is popping, though. Like, we got real good reviews on that shit, man. It's been played in a few other stations and all that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Josane. B51, the whole movement. It is. B. I got niggas that just coming home bumping like, yo, TDI, Hop Here Nights. I'm like, how the fuck you heard this shit? We did this shit in the summer.
Yeah,
but
this is summer's the right summer to pop it off, man. It's still
fresh. I think so, man, because I seen a pair of Nikes I want, so I'm going to go buy them shits, and I'm going to see what's up, B.
That's it. That's what you got to do, kid. And, yo, holla at Styles, man. I told you we could get Styles in the
Never the Ghost. If anybody could give me a hold of Styles P, man, that'd be great, man. Because I don't got no communication with the whole D-Block family no more. But, you know, it's all love, baby. This is, in this business, you lose numbers, you gain them and all that.
And
we're going to
give a finder's fee and all that.
Why?
A bottle of Specter.
You might get a job as a manager.
A bottle of Specter, the big one, the biggest one. That's a finder's
fee. I think I'm going to do the job myself. I can get that shit, you heard? Hey, yo, man, tonight, man, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about all day, I work around females, and I be hearing dudes arguing and all that. Oh, y'all girls be thinking y'all this. Oh, but y'all fellas be thinking y'all that and all that. So I want to know, excuse me, who has the upper hand, males or females? Like, you know, what you like about being a dude? Ray, like, for example, what you like about being a dude so much as opposed to a female?
So much? The fact that, I mean.
Do you think shit is a lot easier for you?
It definitely is in some ways. In some ways, it's harder, you know what I mean, as far as work, you know what I'm saying? But I think females, you know, I don't know, man. Like, to tell you the truth, that's a very good topic. That's a very good topic. Like, there's just so many things to talk about when speaking on that topic.
I don't know. But, we got 914 on the line, man. Hopefully 914 can help us out. 914, what's up?
It's Juicy.
Juicy was good. What's going on? Yo, you know what? Juicy hit me up on Twitter. She said she had like she wanted the voice something behind that, man.
Oh yeah.
What you like about being a female so much, man? That you had to Twitter me, and you wanted that you like this is basically yo. This show is like basically right now is the ball's on your court right now. Man.
If my court, yeah. I don't know.
You're the first female to call right now. You about to speak to all the women tonight right now, man.
Well, I thought about it and. I mean, I can't imagine being a guy. I just think, I don't know, I think you guys have it rough. I mean, not that we don't, because I work hard, I work two jobs. In fact, I skipped karate because I was so tired tonight, I just couldn't do it. So you got me for the whole hour.
I love
being a female. I mean, you know, the labor pains were kind of hard, but, you know, Yeah, to me it's worth it. I mean, when you get hugs from your kids and, you know,
the fathers get it too.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Not the same?
But
well, I ain't got no kids yet, so.
It's not the same. Mommy's love is different. But, I mean, as far as being a female, I love being a female. I like my body. I don't know, I just like being a female. And I'm not a girly girl, but.
You're a woman, straight up diva.
You know, but I'm not a girly girl, you know.
Let me get this caller right here for 646. They got, yo, 646, what up? You live. 646 ran off the line. Hey, yo, but on another, like, back to Deucey was saying, I was in a barbershop and I was talking to a female, Ray. I was over there at Pichon's barbershop right there where we go, you know what I'm saying, whole Ave. And homegirl, we was talking because, one of the barbers, they asked me, what's your nationality? I said, I'm Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Uh-huh.
He was like, what's your mom's? He said, my mother's Dominican. He said, so that's what count. So I
uh-huh.
said, what about my pops? What the fuck? My pops invisible, nigga? So he was like, nah, but it's all your mom's. Blah, blah, blah.
No, don't listen to him. Don't listen.
I know. I ain't even, you know, I mean, I like to, that's what kind of sparked up this whole other topic. I went home thinking about that, and I was like last week, 2 weeks ago, and she mm-hmm. said, homegirl said, yo, listen, anybody could be a father. Your mom's is your mom's, though. That's what counts.
That is true, right. But, I mean, you still get something from both. I mean, one can't be without the other. Like, you know, when I was waiting for you to come on, you were asking which one has the upper hand. Neither. We don't have the upper hand.
Depends on what, like, I mean, me, and I do music. Let me ask you, Ray.
Yo.
You do music, man. You're a hip-hop artist on the come-up, aspiring artist. You think if you were a female, it'd be a lot easier for you in the game?
It depends. Like, you know, when it comes to females, like entertainment, it's all about looks. So, I mean, if you're a good-looking, handsome dude, then, you know, it's still not going to be as easy to get in the game as opposed to a female that looks good, that has a banging body and has a pretty face, because, you know, females could just maneuver through things a little easier, I think.
No, but if you have no talent, I mean,
listen,
how's that gonna?
All right, listen, if I'm at a job, if I'm interviewing you, right, and you come in there, you know, showing some cleavage, and you're smelling good, and you're looking good, I might
get
that job. I might get that job before the dude that came in 10 minutes before you, like.
Okay, but what
is
that job? Is that job answering the phone or making you money? Because I'm hiring a person who's gonna make me some money.
I mean,
well, you already know,
that's,
man.
That's the difference. I mean,
you know, if you just eye candy, then I'm still gonna have to hire somebody else to make me money.
Yeah, you ever walked into a clothing store and all you saw was girls working there?
Oh yeah, that's.
Yeah,
that should
so.
Make you, you know, when I was younger, I used to go in. That spot right there on Southern Boulevard, what's the name? Damn, what's the, I even forgot the name of that spot. I used to go in there on purpose, kid.
And it works. You're talking about Blueprint, right?
Okay, well.
Nah, the one before that. The one right where the AT&T store is at and all that, man.
It depends on the job, I guess.
Blueprint, too.
You know.
I used to walk in there just to see hats. Not knowing I wasn't going to buy no hat. We got another caller from the 646. 646-500, man. You on the line. What's up?
Yeah, just want to say that I think as a guy, we have it, it's better to be a guy when it comes to physicality, for the simple fact that women got a lot of maintenance down there. You know what I'm saying? We don't got to deal with that hassle. Men, you know, we just keep ourselves real clean. Girls are more like a car. They got to keep themselves up, rotated, you know what I'm saying, every 500 miles or so.
Wow.
It's a lot of work, but I guess everything has its advantages and disadvantages. But I have no idea what it is to be a guy. I know in some cases it's hard out there. Life is rough, you know, working, you got to support your family no matter what. And I can only imagine how disappointing it is when you can't make it, you know. Or you come up short, or, you know, you can't buy this, you can't pay your rent, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, shit, man. We got another caller, 646. 646, what up, baby? You live.
Hi, babe.
What's going on, baby? State your name.
Lady TDI.
Shit.
Everybody know.
Right.
Listen, I have to say, don't start with me. Listen, I think that it's hard to be male or female. It's not easier or more difficult. As far as the women in the game, a lot of women in the game, you know, they stated what they have to have done in order to get up there. So that's not a respectful way to get in the game. That's number one. Number two, I have to disagree.
What you mean stated? What you mean by that?
What? Women have stated, like, come on.
You mean like music-wise?
No, well, not necessarily music-wise, you know, but like models. There are some models, you know, some musicians, some rappers, some artists that have stated different things that they have done just to make a name for themselves, just to make themselves known. You know what I'm saying? And it's not necessarily a respectful thing for them to have done. So for people to say that women have the upper hand, it's not necessarily that, because if you're selling yourself just to get your name out there, then really, what's the purpose?
Point being, I think looks is everything.
Well, to an extent. But for the guy... Back to the gentleman that was just on the line, the 646 number. It's not necessarily easier for a dude, because guys have to upkeep themselves as well. You guys got to get shape ups. You guys got to do this. You got to do that. Got to get your hair.
Yeah.
So
that's true. Yeah, but it's not as maintaining as compared to your female. Y'all stay longer in your hair. Y'all stay longer in your hair.
Y'all get it free in the clubs, B. Like, the shit don't get no easier than that, kid.
That's what I'm saying. The drinks ain't free. I gotta pay for my own drinks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, man, if it's a dude, man, and a dude is a fag and he's a bartender, he's gonna give you shots all night, man. Temple, that's
well,
it.
It hasn't happened yet.
That is not true.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yo, man, I be hating on y'all females sometimes, but you know,
why?
I need
why?
State your purpose. Why do you why? Think it's better to be a man?
I'm just being like my man said with the whole maintenance thing, man. We don't got that time of the month thing. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't.
Yeah, but we all have our roles to play, so nobody has it easier than the other. But back to being a female, I just can't imagine being a man. I wouldn't want to be a man.
Why not? You do some of the things a man can do, like
it's not the same.
You learn how to fight like one.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to be a man. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Of course.
It's different. It's
you just could beat some of them up, though.
Yeah, I could do that, and I could take a hit too, but I'm not trying to be a man. You know what I'm saying? I just do it because I love it. I mean, there's other women in karate. They didn't last as long, but I'm not the only one. But the thing is, I'm not trying to play that role. Like, I don't understand these lesbians who dress like guys or try to be
what's
like
the
a guy.
Point? No, I don't understand that. Like, I'm like, cool, you could dress how you want to dress, but what's the point of the people who date them? Like,
yeah, what's the point of being I don't understand the point of being a lesbian and then trying to be a guy. I'm not understanding that. It just blows my mind. I mean, some of them even look like guys. You can't even tell they're so rough. Or
all right, I'm going to ask the fellas this. B. Ray, you still there? Where are you? All right, 646,
right,
no are you there?
Oh, you
Yo,
see you by yourself with the women.
Yeah, but it's the woman.
Nah,
the
you there?
Woman.
646, you there?
Yeah.
All right. What do you do when a boyish type of girl approaches you? Like, are you looking at my girl and starts to square up and fight you?
I haven't. Nobody's approached me like that, but I've seen that situation.
What do you do?
And,
you punch the boyish girl out or you fall back?
Well, personally, what I would do, I'd tell the person back the hell up because, you know, hitting me is hitting me. I don't care who you are. You know, I won't be disrespected. But personally.
So you if boyish girl punches you, is a wrap?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she's trying to be a man, so she better stop fighting.
Yeah, be like one.
Right?
You know, and yep. You know, I kind of agree. I don't understand the whole dressing like a boy, you know, to get a girl. If you're a girl, you know, if you're a girl,
yeah,
be a girl.
Exactly.
Be you,
huh?
You know what I'm saying? If you prefer girls, then that's cool, but, you know, dress feminine.
Yeah, but why the gender, the roles being crossed, I don't understand. I just
think,
Ellen, you know, Ellen and her girlfriend is like, Ellen is so pretty, and I don't understand. She's.
I think
so,
it's a mental issue, man. For
yeah, that's
like,
what I'm
like,
saying.
Like,
they
like
try to say that it's not, but
it is.
Because
it
why are you crossing the gender roles? I don't understand it. You're
perfect
already.
Perfect example, Ricky Martin. The dude could get any girl he wants, B.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even Spanish, and I memorized all those songs for nothing.
You see what I'm saying? Like, the dude could get any girl he wants. To, like, oh, man, be out of all y'all,
yeah.
Man.
Listen, I got to say this. Just, like, I have a lot of homosexual friends and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I can honestly say, like, in talking to them, I've asked the question, you know, just because I'm curious. And I think it's just really about them not being comfortable within their own skin, you know, so they try to play a part of somebody else that they're not because that's who they feel comfortable being.
That's
but it's
bad.
Not true. It's not true to you.
Right, but I mean, listen, I mean, there are people out there that get surgeries, you know what I'm saying, because
right.
They feel more comfortable being someone who they're really not.
Yo.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. I'm just saying that I just don't understand that. I don't understand why you. I just don't understand. He's like you don't like men, but you want to be a man. I just
right.
Don't understand that. And then
right.
You don't.
I'm telling
you,
the second is a lot.
That's what I'm saying. You don't like dick, but you want to wear a strap on. I just don't understand that. I thought you didn't like men, so why
I
do you?
I think
need
it's
that?
Like they want to play the role temporarily. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let me just do it for a little while and then.
I don't get it. But
I don't get it. I'm just trying to find
I just, I like who I am. It took me a long time to love me. I love me. I love my breasts. I love my legs. I love my feet. you know, I look in the mirror. I mean, I don't love everything. I mean, there's things that I would change if I had money to go to a plastic surgeon. But, you know, it took me a long time to love myself. I mean, I love myself so much that I cut my hair and I love it. I don't have a problem. I know people look at me and think I'm lesbian. I went to this new barber last week and he asked me, he's like, so are you a lesbian? I'm like, no. I was like, I am so not a lesbian. I was like, just because I cut my hair, I said, I'm tired of paying $80, you know, for, you know, a perm and a cut. It was a lot of money.
I mean, I think some women look fine with their hair.
You know, and I take care of my nails and my feet, and I'm good.
I mean, you know, man, I guess it's to each his own, right?
I guess.
I don't keep it real, man. I don't like to talk to tomboyish women. Be like, I don't have nothing against y'all, man, but be you, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask y'all females this, man, because y'all females is like primarily will move the music game. Like, people, a lot of these rappers do it for y'all as opposed to the money, too. What do y'all think? Like, do y'all see hip hop like the same? I mean, and you told me like a couple of weeks ago you wasn't even digging the hip hop right now.
It's none of them not digging it. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm old school. I'm 40 years old, so I was there when he started it. So I'm from the old school. I remember when people had to have talent. Your rhymes had to make sense. You know, not just rhyme, but you had to be, you know, you had to give a message.
Wow.
And like now, it's like they're talking about bubblegum crap and everything's about drugs and slinging and shooting and like nothing is positive. You know, maybe a couple of Luda songs are, but everything else is gangster and everything is streets. I mean, I understand that's where you come from, but don't
not
you
even that,
aspire?
But I guess that's what people really spotlight more. Like, even when a dude does somebody does a positive song, like Nas, for example, he does a positive
right.
song. It's
exactly.
only on, but for so long. Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but
people
what happens
hear,
is, no, it's not what people want to hear. It's what the industry puts out. It's like the music is not music anymore. It's synthesized music. Nothing is real. There's no beat. I'm not understanding the direction. Somebody needs to bring it back to where, you know, square one. The other day, Curtis Blow friended me on Facebook, and I was shocked. I mean, I don't know him, but I guess, you know, there's 6 degrees of separation. I guess I'm on somebody's list, and he figured he'd just click on me. But, you know, he's doing a tour. I forgot to ask him the dates, but they're doing a tour. Rob Bass, Furious 5.
What?
Yeah, they're doing a tour in the U.S., so he said they hit him up for the dates or whatever. But, you know, it'd be nice to see something like that, just to remind people where rap was coming from, you know, how it used to sound.
you know,
I mean, there's a couple of guys that I like, but overall it's boring. I'd rather listen to something else. And I'm sorry, I can't stand Nicki Minaj. I can't stand
Neither
her.
Neither can I.
I can't stand
oh
her.
My God.
Her voice is annoying. Her rhymes don't make sense. I'm trying to support the sister, but it's not making sense.
Yes, it
Go
does.
Ahead.
She sounds horrible.
I mean,
yes,
I'm coming from the Queen Latifah, the MC Light, the Roxanne Shante, and all those, you know, Moni
Queen
Love.
Queen Pen. Nobody gave a shout
yeah,
to Queen Pen.
Queen Pen. You know, I'm coming from that era. You know, the brat, even though she was a little boyish,
mm-hmm.
but you know,
she still
I'm
kept
coming,
it though. Like the brat.
That's what I'm saying.
Stuff,
she was still tight. But this Nicki Minaj thing, I just don't get it. I'm like, her Becky Gay must be off the chain for her. She must be doing something right.
Yeah, you know what?
It's not rapping.
I want to get into this right here, man. My boy Taj Bacardi, he got a drink called No Cosign, and he just like gave you a blueprint of the music industry today. We're going to get into this joint. We'll be right back, B.
Yeah, and I hope y'all feel some type of way, too. No coastline. My street cred is good. I'm doing this for my hood. I don't need a nigga on my hood.
cases. They retired me, too much dough I was making. I'm up 10 stacks, hell yeah, I'm going places. Life is a gamble, I'm winning, they throwing aces. Next up, the bars gon' seem like I'm hating. It's frustrating seeing actors from the grassy naked. There's no rhymer, I got a cosign. I'm a diamond nigga hanging with gold miners. I got my own label and payroll. JC should assign me instead of J. Cole. I went to college too, I dropped out. Just like Kanye, but I'm stuck to the block now. My outlook changed when Tooch got shot down. I said I gotta make it, no plan B, not now. Eminem had Dre, Timberland, Timberlake. Electronic or Just Blaze, when I'ma get a break. No cosign.
What's up, boy?
What's going on, man?
Bacardi.
Busters in the building. What's good?
Yo, what's poppin'? Everybody back there and all that, you know what I mean? Yo, we got a caller from the 718, man. 718's in the building. I needed that right there, man. 718, what's up? 718 kind of quiet back there. Cool. 718, whenever you're ready to speak, man, you know, take your biz. But, man, we were talking about who got the upper hand in the game, women or the fellas, and it seems like it's pretty even from what I'm hearing, man. Like, nobody got the upper hand. It's just you got to play your cards right. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I don't know. I'm not in the game, so I have no idea.
I mean, anything you do, man. I think, yo, man. Yo, I think if a dude walked in with the same resume as the female, and they both applied for like a secretary job, you know what I'm saying, answering phones, you know, taking orders here and there, the girl's gonna get it.
Well, it depends on who's the boss. If the boss is a woman, the guy might get it.
What if the woman like girls?
Oh, then the girl gets it.
Yo,
but if the male boss likes guys, then the guy gets it.
Yeah, so it's a catch 22, right?
Yeah. So it depends on who's the boss.
I mean,
depends on who's
your
boss.
I'm glad, man. My boss is straight. Nobody, no funny business, no nothing. I mean, there's a couple of dudes I like to smack in the mouth, but you know that's for other reasons. See, how many of y'all want to smack your boss?
Yeah, I did this morning.
All the
she
time.
Really pissed me off.
646, you on the line, man. What's up, man?
Every single one of them that I had.
You want to smack every single one in order?
Nah, just
Random.
Random? Damn, dude. Why is it like that? Y'all, I would hope, man, that the day I become a boss, nobody want to smack me, man. I'm a good dude. I'm going to make sure, man, like my man George Costanza and stuff, people are going to have portraits of me on their houses and all that. That's my boss.
Yeah, then you're a good guy. Those good people usually attract good employees.
Nah, I'm gonna own my own empire one day, and you know I'm gonna give everybody a job on the line right here, B.
Oh,
first day,
cool.
And the first day you're gonna get a raise. And you're gonna be my security. You know karate.
No, I don't do security. You could chop him in the neck then.
Nah, not like you.
I can help you fight. I can help you fight. They're going to arrest me.
Nah, I got it, man. That's what the deal. That's why you get paid the bucks you do, man. You know, we got you. Chip in, get you a nice lawyer.
Yeah, but I don't want to fight all the time.
Nah, you won't.
And everybody looking for me to fight.
Once they see you chop a dude in the neck and he collapse, they're going to be like, oh, hell no, I ain't fucking nobody.
Well, we don't really do that. I mean, we fight, but we don't hit the face or... I mean, you can kick the head, but you can't punch or hit the face.
So she could kick it off, but she can't punch it off.
Yeah, that I don't understand. You could kick them in the head. You could kick them in the head, but you can't punch them.
Would you recommend every female to do karate?
It wouldn't be necessary for all females. It's hard. I mean, the style that I do is full contact. I mean, they could do taekwondo or kickboxing or something, but...
Or Aikido.
We do full contact. That means you get punched in the stomach, the ribs, you get kicked, legs, arms, whatever,
Will was doing a little
hard.
Taekwondo. Will, you was doing that taekwondo stuff or what?
Yeah.
Why you stopped?
Why?
Yeah.
Teenage years, you know, just got a little rebellious. I didn't grow out of it. I just got more rebellious, you know. I stopped taking the classes and just start doing some stuff, you know.
I would like to hear some of the dumb stuff. I don't think your stuff is dumber than mine.
With taekwondo, do you get kicked and punched and is it full contact?
I've got kicked. I've literally gotten kicked across the room.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy was like 6'5". I was how tall I was at the time. I was like 5'3".
Mhm.
The guy. Yeah, you 5'3" now, nigga.
So I grew 2 more inches. All right, give me a little. No, but the guy was like 6'5", and he just had more weight on me. He just kicked me, and I flew across the room. We fought girls. Girls fought us.
You ever got beat up by a girl? Say the truth, man.
Actually, no, she wanted to because I kicked a little too harder than what I should have. So she really wanted to get personal. But the teacher stopped.
But you can't do that. You have to exercise self-control. He can't do that.
He got to exercise it. He was just doing, you know, doing what he had to do.
But, I stopped, around orange belt.
Okay.
You know,
Where you at with it, Ann? What degree?
Black belt, first degree.
Yo, we got a female Wesley Snipes on the line, yo.
I am not a female Wesley Snipes.
Yo,
you
Wesley
know,
Snipes is like, what, seventh degree, I think?
I don't know if he's seventh, but he's up there.
I don't know. I think you, female, I think you Leslie Snipes.
No, I can hold my own. I mean, I fight men, so I can fight hard. But, you know, because I'm a woman, they kind of take it easy on me sometimes. So I teach weapons, and, you know, they continue with the classes. But... Now my Shian, he wants to do grappling, so now we're doing groundwork and arm bars and, you know, because he says everything is not going to be above ground. Suppose they get you on the ground, what you going to do?
Exactly.
Right. So now I know how to do arm bars and break your arm. And
Yeah, you know what, man? I think I'm going to get my man Xavier on the show, man. I want him to talk about his Aikido and all his techniques, man. He's fourth degree, man. That kid has snapped a car in half, I think.
Yeah, fourth degree is serious.
I got to get him on the show, man, because I know a couple of people. a couple of people been asking me about this guy, man. I'm telling you, the stuff he teaches, I think every female should know only for self-defense.
Right, right.
And I'm telling you, man.
Because everybody doesn't have the power to punch and to kick and really do damage. I mean, if you can break wood with your arm or your, you know, with a punch, that's great. But everybody doesn't have all that power. So if they could learn another style where you could just manipulate, you know, people's movement, even Tai Chi. I went to a tournament, and, you know, sometimes people think Tai Chi is like nothing. It's very powerful because you're moving the person in the direction they were going. So it's like you get extra, it's like an extra.
They're moving them with their own weight, right?
Yeah, but you're moving them, and you're not, it's not resistance. You're pushing them in the direction they were already going in the first place. But it's not like karate where somebody's attacking you and you have to fight them off, you know. Tai Chi, you're moving them in the direction they were going. So it's very powerful. I was surprised.
I'm going to get my man on the show next week, man.
So the guy still haven't said what's so great about being a guy.
Who's that? Who?
I missed that part.
No, y'all scared them away, man. All my people that was on the line. Excuse me. All my people that was on the line. My man right here, Will, is still on the line. They got a couple of people on the line, but they just listening, man. I guess they, you know, they playing, they playing.
Well, did he say what's so great about being a guy?
Less maintenance. Because when it comes to the physicality department, y'all got to beat. Y'all better to look at compared to us, man.
That's a damn sure. I agree with that.
You know, like I was having a conversation before that nobody wants to see a random naked guy, but everybody doesn't mind seeing a random naked woman because a naked woman's beauty, you know, better to look at. But like I said, I like being a guy for the simple fact that, you know, I like getting, you know, grimy, you know, and dirty, you know, with my hands and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Scruffed up.
Doing construction and stuff like that, you know, being a grease monkey fixing on a car, you know. But,
I think,
you know,
Dan
like
is back on the line. Dan got knocked off.
Yeah, you got me?
Got you live.
Hello?
Direct.
Am I back?
Yes, you are.
I'm in the boonies, so the service is not so great out here. So what did he say about being a guy? What's so great about being a guy?
My man, repeat yourself, man. That's the thing about being a guy, man, that we got to repeat ourselves 30 times to y'all, man.
We have to repeat ourselves to you guys, too.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you don't listen.
So y'all probably said it like 30,000 times before. Who's going to listen after that?
It's not my fault. The call got dropped. I'm sorry.
You're going to blame it
on I said what I like about me. So what is he like about him? And
he just
can't
said it. What you said, Will, about the whole scruffy and all that, what you say?
That, you know, I'm old school. I grew up old school, you know, being a heavy guy, you know, masculine, you know, work with your hands, you know, rough hands, you know, by, you know, working with your tools.
Anti-Ricky Martin.
Yeah, you know, like the dude from 300, you know? You know, a man that looks like a man, you know what I'm saying? That's what's great about being a guy, you know what I'm saying? You could be dirty, but yet not be dirty. But like I said, a female can't look dirty. She looks dirty. Everybody's going to look at her like, oh, what's wrong with that?
So that's a good thing about us. We could be dressed up and look fly, conservative and all that, but even when we look scruffy and all that, not shaved and sweat sagging and nice sneakers going to the store, we still look decent.
Yeah, exactly. You know, coming from a hard day's worth of work, you know, to some women that's attractive, like, oh, he look good, even though he's sweating and he got hard
to
do.
I gotta stay dressed. I gotta stay up to the T all day, round clock.
Yeah, you know.
We could slack off on it and be alright with it, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the ones they looking at, not us.
We come from the basketball court or playing football, you know, sweating. You know,
the pizza shop.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And girls like a sweaty guy who look like he just came from a game, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if she likes the smell, but, you know, she don't be like, damn, you know. She's gonna be like, the nigga plays ball.
That's true. I like basketball tights.
See, look at that.
But let me ask you this. Have you ever got hit on when you was in sweats and a t-shirt in the street?
Have I done what?
Have you ever been hit on when you wore sweats and a t-shirt outside?
That's all I wore when I was a teenager.
You know, I'm a little obnoxious, so if I was being hit on, I probably wouldn't notice because I wasn't paying attention. You know, I went through this. I'm divorced. I went through this period where, not that I hated men, but I didn't want to be bothered. I was doing me, you know.
Right.
I'd get mine. I was working. I was working two jobs. If you wasn't making the same money, if you weren't making more than me, don't even breathe in my direction. That was that's
damn,
my attitude.
Damn, okay. See what I'm saying, huh?
I'm serious, okay? I mean, I went to a bakery one time. What you call it? You know, in them Jamaican bakeries, and I'm standing in line, and I had on a pair of Versace sunglasses, and this guy was in front of me, and he turned around, and he checked me out from head to toe, and he looked at me, and he says, can I get a, you know this Jamaican talk. He said, can I get a wear? And I said, I looked at him, and I was like, you can't afford this. And he just turned around.
Yo, I would have looked. I thought he would have threw my bread at you right there.
he just turned around in line, you know, just. Turn around, mind your business, because you can't touch this.
We got another caller right here from the 646, man. 646, you live and direct with your boy, TGI, what up?
Hello?
What up, what up, what up?
It's Bad Habit.
What's going on?
Nothing. About the picking up dudes in sweatpants. Girls pick up dudes in sweatpants. I just got a guy's number the other day. Sometimes a dude just want to dress down just like a girl want to go out in sweats and her pajama pants just to go to the store or something. You don't always got to look fly.
And I'm keeping real,
because,
man.
Some guys could pull that look. Some guys could still look good in some sweats, some Jordans or some Air Maxes or something, and a white tee and pull it.
Right. What I said was, has a female ever gotten hit on when they were wearing sweats and a t-shirt?
I'm pretty
like,
sure it
has. I thought she was asking him. Yeah.
Right.
These guys don't care.
So,
like,
exactly. We don't have to be
female.
We don't have to be all kept up all the time.
A female
what?
A
female
would get hit
on
anything she wants.
Yeah, but when I'm off or I'm, you know, not all dressed up, that's when I really don't want to talk, you know? Like, I don't wear makeup all the time. I wear very little makeup, maybe just lipstick and eyeliner. But you know, sometimes you just run into the store and you know that you look busted, and that's when I really don't want you to talk to me. Like,
but you still get hit on.
Sometimes. I mean, I got hit on when I was pregnant. I'm like, to me, that's sick. You know, I'm pregnant. I'm carrying somebody else's baby.
That's a little over the limit.
You know, that was like the biggest
turnoff. But some guys do that. They don't have respect.
Some niggas lie when they're killed, man.
I mean, I know I was glowing. I did look good pregnant, but
here we go. See what I'm saying? Y'all look like when you got to... Yo, man.
I was glowing. But to me, it was sick. I was like, you don't even know me. You know, that was sick.
Nah, that's another show. That's on hold.
That's another mental illness.
MSNBC, man. Those people locked up doing 39,000 years. Those niggas be doing shit like that, man.
Yeah,
but
that to me, that was crazy. But guys, you know, I don't mind if you work hard and, you know, as part of your job, you get dirty. You know, I was married to a guy who pumped concrete, so I understand, but I don't know. I
like that dirty look. I get dirty at work on purpose just to look like I did something. You know what I'm saying? I fall on the floor real quick, like, all right, the slacks.
Yeah, but you know, I'm looking at the bigger picture. You know, I'm not just looking at what you do and how you look. I'm looking at, you know, what's your outlook in life? Do you have goals? What's your 5-year plan? Do you intend on doing anything else?
5-year plan.
What do you intend on doing anything else besides what you're doing now? You know what I'm saying? It's totally different than when you're 19, 20, and you're just going with the flow. So, to me, it's not about what you're doing, what you're wearing, what you're driving. I need to know, you know, what are your plans?
But that's you saying that, and it's cool. That's coming from a not no offense, a old school chick, a chick who's been around, you know what I'm saying,
exactly.
Who know the deal already.
That's right.
There's still women out here who won't even holler at a nigga because his chain, he don't even got a chain on, or he don't got a nice watch or ring.
That's not important, but do you have money in the bank? Do you have stocks? Do you invest in something? You know, do you own a business?
The chain don't make the man.
That don't even impress me. In fact, that turns me off because that means you're wearing all the money you got around your neck.
Right.
You know, do you live somewhere? Do you own the house that you live in? That's
what's up, man. Yeah, I want to get into this joint real quick, man. I don't want to cut y'all off. I want to get into this joint, man. This is me right here featuring my nigga Cuban Link, man. Shout out to Cuban Link, CLK, the whole Bang Bang Boogie. You know what I mean? Yeah, let's do it, baby.
Oh! Yeah! I got my nigga. CLK, Cuban Link. If you heard about me, I ain't never on a stupid guy. Heard niggas stand up and see the eye in Cuban Link. Stupid bitch, if you really think you do the shit, I'll stab your ass, toss you in the pool of steak. Faggot, to be honest, I don't think you fucking know. If you don't, I'ma show you how to fucking go. The way we move, they say we like the fucking pros. Not the only in the beat, so give me a fucking show. I'm at the real estate, cops up and give me space. You fall from the game, so niggas, you watch real estate. Now, you stand tough, nigga, you stand tough. Choke you till you turn blue and gag on your damn tongue. Damn heathens, I rap for a damn reason. I'm a rep for my brother like I'm with the Bronx New York. And we won't stop till we well caked up. It's your boy, TDI, with CLK, what? Like Tyson fighting bitch again. I hope it's sinking in for the whole clip is in the realm. Did it be another lost rapper incident? A drinking hand had me thinking I was interested. Then again, your girlfriend just told me she gave birth to twins. Bobby surfaced and got him nervous like turbulence. I'm burping in the fire when you wake the beast alert within. Full service in these streets like gas stations. Stay murdering these streets like my assassin. A past patient, nigga, now I'm in the fast racing. Speed ahead with the fucking match racing. That cash is stacking till I'm filthy rich. That's some woolly shit, probably white, no respect. My poor big man, you acting like a little bitch. Tell me you want to come, but we all know you really spit. Rolling up, yeah, Cuban Link and TDI. We keep it live with that New York City vibe. Blow up, yeah, TDI and Cuban Link. How you gonna move us out when you can't move a brick? Blow up, the South Bronx, the home in front of KRS, we still number one. Nigga, slow up, we ain't never gonna run. Nigga, so get a gun. You got to keep up with them. Ain't no reason if a nigga act up. You gotta keep up with them. All my niggas keep the group love with them. You got all the type of big like we grew up with them. Rest in peace. Guns be clapping it. You're acting like you're angling. You got them like Momo. While I'm rocking and he's scrambling. You boys acting it. You're acting like you're cashing in. I heard about your wife. You Cuban fashion was scandalous. Rolling up, yeah. Cuban ain't the TDI. We keep it live with that New York City vibe. Blow up, yeah.
This is Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz.
That's what it is. That's what it is right there, B. Shout out to Cuban Link, man. Shout out to all the females that called up. Stating their real biz.
Sounds good.
You know what I'm saying? And you back on?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, back to what I was saying. You know, it depends on what people are looking for at a particular time in their life. I mean, right now, it doesn't even matter what he's doing, but, you know, do you have goals? Because people go through phases. You might not be working or whatever, but you have a plan. You know, you don't intend on just sitting around doing nothing.
You know what, man? This is for the dudes out there. Like, I hear it every day. Dudes out there, yo, women ain't shit, blah, blah, blah. They always fucking a dude over. I was at the club. I was dancing with this girl. She told me her man was at home. I said, oh, yeah, but you can't stereotype every girl. Like, trust me, man. If,
right.
If you were good, trust me, you will find a good girl, man. And I can vouch for that, like, for sure. I know a few dudes with good women, you know what I'm saying? I know good women, like, period. And there's a lot of them. Just got to, you know, play your cards right, I guess, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got fighting one because his game ain't tight. You know, you come in with all that bad energy and that stink attitude, that's what you're going to get.
Not necessarily. It's just that guys, when they up in the club, they're not looking to wife nobody up. They're not looking to find a good woman. When you go to somewhere where you can find a good woman, you will find one. But women go out to the club for the same thing that guys do. Guys go out to the club to have a good time and to take a woman home. That's what they're thinking about. Girls go out to the club to have a good time. When I was single, I didn't go to a club looking to hubby a nigga up, you know? That wasn't my point of going to the club. Going to the club is having a good time. You know, whatever you do after the club, that's your business. But you don't go to a club looking to find a match. You don't go to a club looking to find your mate.
That's you want a mate, go to eHarmony.com, B. Well, no, they better give me my check for that promo, too.
Go to local hookups.
Nah. They ain't cutting no checks for us. eHarmony, man. They make money. eHarmony, man. Holla. For real.
It works for some people.
Yo, shout to Lush, man. You know, holding me down. Thanks. Always looking out for me. Lush is a cool girl. I'm mad she ain't called. She never called my show. She called like twice. But I'm going to get her Thursday when she's with her queens and all that. Mm-hmm. Street Queens the Movement. I'm going to get them all. Ebenisha, all of them. Emma.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. We like the male energy to come in.
Yeah, I haven't called in a little minute, man, but I'm going to definitely make my appearance Thursday. I'm going to call up, support the movement. I always do. You understand?
Yeah. Well, this is a good show. I still don't understand what is so great about being a guy. I think
because you're not one. That's it. You're not a dude. Yo, check this out. You come on a basketball court with a basketball? Yo, me?
I think it's hard to be a guy, especially when you're trying to approach a woman. Because, I mean, I look at women and I'm like, some of y'all are dogs. I mean, some of these women are just nasty looking. I can't imagine kissing,
you know what? I think
kissing
that,
or touching.
Check this out. I think the whole approaching a women thing in the street, on the train, or whatever is like, it's been tarnished. They ruined it with all the, can I get your number with the whole.
Right.
If you do it, you better have you. You better be Hitch, man. Will Smith. You better be him. You better be him. You better be slick with it, man. Cause
right.
He's the only way. He went up to girls in that movie, man, and I was like, what?
That was a good movie. But I think it's hard for you guys, you know.
Yeah,
and a lot of you.
When it comes to women, our work is cut out, definitely.
Yeah. We're very we're skillful in that area. We're very seductive. We already know what you think we don't know what we want. We know what we want before you even come over.
Mhm.
We already know whether or not we want to talk to you. We already know whether or not we're gonna let you kiss us. We already know whether or not we're leaving.
Y'all already know how
that
far the train is gonna go.
Yes, we know that before you come over.
Wow.
And if we have girlfriends with us, we already discussed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, it's a wrap. So when you're in the house getting fresh, thinking it's all good.
You don't have a chance. Okay, we saw you in the corner. We saw you when we walked in.
Uh-huh.
It's a wrap. You're done.
Yo, isn't it? Yo, my man Will, you're still on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
How many of you ever walked into a room full of females, and just when it gets silent, you get that uncomfortable feeling, like, what the fuck did I just walk into, kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have actually.
Dog.
And I like to say about the whole guy thing. Yeah, it's hard, you know, picking up a lady, but guys are hunters, you know. We hunters by nature, and so, you know, it's a thrill, to be honest, from time to time, you know.
Yeah, but you guys are good at rejection because, I mean, you could get it.
No. That shit ain't easy to take.
Some of you don't understand no. You're like, N-O, it's not even English. You don't understand.
That's you like punishment. You like pain. Maybe that's what it is, a guy thing. You like pain.
But you know what it is?
Right here, man. We got 718 on the line.
You know what it is? With us guys, the numbers of girls coming up to us compared to guys going to girls is way lower. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to have to keep trying.
Oh, all right. Well,
718, you live on the line. What up?
Yo, what it is?
Say your name, gangster.
What it is? It's Chapel in the building.
Big Chapel, BX is in the building, man. What's going on, brother?
What's going
what
on?
What made you call, B?
What's good?
I said, what made you call up in this environment? Because the girls are slaying us right now, man.
Nah, I've been listening to the show and shit. It's a good look.
What you got to say? What's your feedback on it?
It's official, B.
You think the dudes got, you know, we got it easy or we got it difficult when it comes to the girls?
We got it difficult, dogs.
Work is cut out for you, B.
I say a 50-50, put it like that.
Think so? You think it's 50 good, 50 bad?
Nah. 50 good and 50, you know, 50 bad because the niggas got to stay on top of their games, dog.
Also, you're right. When you go to a club, you got to get that fresh pair.
Listen.
That fresh pair of footwear, the sneakers, the shirt, whatever.
There's niggas out there that want to be that dirty nigga. They can pull it off and they can't. And there's niggas out there that's with their high maintenance shit. You feel me?
There's people out there who go to clubs and just show off.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of niggas out there. But those other niggas that be fronting, it's like right. Cinderella. They go shining in the club, and the next day they fucking walking on their dirty shit or something.
That's true. That's true. Still, B.
Yo, that is so real.
Yo, I've seen it, man. I've seen dudes, man, on a block all week.
With me,
nothing,
it's
man.
Real talk, man. I don't front for nobody, no chick, no nothing, B. It is
hey,
what
yo,
it is.
Keep it real. I seen this dude trip. In a party, sweatpants, shirt, and all that, and he still did him. He was still, you know, confidence skill was still up. Self-esteem was in shot. He was looking like, I don't know, man, fucking model from 34th Street Billboard or something, yo.
Yo.
Charisma, you know, your confidence of charisma, great personality.
That's all it is, man. If you don't front, you good, man. If you fronting, that's washed up, B. Why you got to front for the girls, dude? Just be you.
Stop lying on your age. Stop lying on your situations and all that, man.
Yo.
You ain't got that bread. Don't say you got it, man. That car ain't yours.
Right.
Tell her now, man, because she's going to find out. She's going to need a ride one day.
You're going to need the ride, and she's going to call you like, yo, you can pick me up. You'd be like,
I get a little call to my man. Shop.
Call you right back.
Up with her. Straight up, man. I keep it real, man.
I keep it 100, my nigga. The car don't make me. The chain don't make me. I do whatever. I take a girl
like that. The car be driving you, then, right?
Word. Listen,
your ladies, man. What's the advice y'all got to give the other ladies out there, like, you know, young ladies growing up, you know, still going to school and all that? What's the advice I got to give them?
No.
Ladies, man, you're a girl, man. You can't get no young girl advice. What's wrong with you?
I would say stop trying to impress everybody else and be content with yourself. Just find a way to be content with yourself and not have to impress everybody else, you know, because the right nigga is going to find you. You don't need to look for him.
Bang.
Yo, can I say something?
Yeah.
It's just the girls got to learn how to clean their room right and shit like that before they start fronting outside.
Before you take a picture, put it on MySpace with all your clothes on the floor, your mirrors going crazy. Chill, man.
With the mirrors with all the fingerprints and shit.
Last week's clothes, yesterday's clothes, the clothes you went when you went to Caribe and all that, and all the last club, chill, man.
Word. And
wow.
Still got the stamp
my
on
room
the
is clean.
Fellas, with the bathroom pictures. Daddy.
Yo, that's... mirror shit is crazy, my nigga.
Daddy. Oh, man, that's so... Oh, my God, B.
Yo, that's crazy.
But yo, man, you ain't got no more time left, man. Next week, man, I'm going to try to have my man Jay Sun, Latin Gorillas, up here, man. It's going to get crazy. He's going to turn into an asylum up here. I want to thank everybody for calling. Excuse me, you know, I'm a little sick over here, but we gonna blast off with my man Ray join again, man. My man Ray, shout out to the BX, Longwood Ave. Stand up, kid.
I got it right now.
It's Ray.
Yeah.
Eddie. Longwood. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mac P.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight out the boroughs where they hold heat. The cold street, come and holler at me, cause I can get it cheap. I'm getting wet, but I don't smoke weed. Yeah, I got a couple freaks that'll fornicate for a small fee. Desert Eagles, I got a shack them all. Cause pitching in the game, it'll relieve you like happy ball. I live life like a Bugatti on the Autobahn. Got them semi-autos on deck for the quiet song. Had a single mother, pops was a Joe pad. 14, slinging rocks to them cokeheads. Gotta get that money, I'm hungry, I'm watching for the feds. And get it, but I spread it because I need the bread. Better shine me now while I'm still warm. Cause once I heat up, get ready for that bitten war. And since the youth, I've been spitting hard. Living that life, spreading white through the apple like Macintosh. Swirl through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, this is my block. Swirl through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, let them serve you the hard rock. Be getting ready for the game while you still hating. Getting money is my occupation. We getting ready for the game while you still hating. Getting money is my occupation. Now you can find me on the block with a Dillinger. Bottle with that Dutch juice looking like vinegar. 645 motherfucker, 8 cylinders. Bad hoes in the drive, catch what I'm giving them. Me to a horse, wanna strut, damn, why you stuntin', ho? You ain't wanna let me fuck a few months ago. Now you see me looking very clean, playing for that winning team. Had to shake the green for me free to sing. I'm number 23, no, I ain't talking about Jordan, LeBron, my nigga, you gon' follow me. Get a few hundred grams, replace it on the scale. You stuntin', put your juice cheap like Sippendale. Hood bitches on my wood like Chippendale. The way they get a brains, they could've pretended Yale. God forbid I get knocked, I'll be setting bail. The city lawyers on deck, yes, I will prevail. Swirl through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, this is my block. Swirl through the block, watch for them cops. Make a move, let me serve you the hard ride. Shit, getting ready for the game while you still hating. Getting money is my occupation. We getting ready for the game while you still hating.
What you do?
Getting money is my occupation.